Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
Money Talks for Liverpool by Trevor Downey. One evening when my classmates and I were out on the school playing field having a rounders tournament, our collective attention was grabbed by the sound of approaching helicopter rotors. Now, I should probably mention that the school was a small rural one and the pupils were 80s Irish country kids. So as the whirly bird proceeded to land in the field right next to us, it would be fair to say that it caused quite the furore. As it turned out, it was the well-heeled parent of two of my fellow students who had decided to collect his offspring in a show of ostentatious wealth. He had, however, brought a parcel of chips for us all. So as the great benefactor and his sons took off and the wind tousled my hair, your Scribbler's innate working-class outrage was becalmed somewhat by the hot mouthfuls of vinegary salted potato. Money talks, you see. That was a school day which definitely educated my formative mind. Of course, there are a few industries that bear out the truth of that old chestnut, as much as the world of Barclays Gazprom professional soccer ball. These days, when speculation arises about who might take stewardship of a top club, it's not enough for fans of those clubs that the prospective owners be merely wealthy. They must rather be awash in petrodollars, unimaginably, almost comically wealthy, and ready to lavish that munificence on the plaything that they have acquired. The little lad with the wind-blown barnet has since become a shaven-headed, fine, bald man of 43, and in that time, the era of sheepskin-wearing, shoe-empire, millionaire, local boy made good, who sat chomping cigars in the executive box and sanctioned a signing or two each summer, has ended. Now owners are multinational conglomerates or fabulously rich individuals who are represented in the stands by any number of company men on a match day. Tasty, tasty Gazprom. The only thing to have grown more spectacularly than the investment into the game is the amount paid to its exponents. The elite footballers often earn more in a week than many of us can manage in several years. Well, you rationalise, they're the best of the best. Fair play to them, I guess. However, it's the earnings of the lesser lights that reawakens that sense of unease I felt as a little kid when presented with gratuitous spending. In the current climate, a squad player, a fellow universally derided on social media as a bottler, or hoofer, or journeyman, can earn a public sector annual salary in 1 week. How's that unforced productivity drive and unpaid overtime feeling now? It becomes somewhat easier to understand those bloods on Arsenal TV with their faces contorted in hate and resentment when one considers that angle. Of course, it's all nonsense. A bubble, artificially inflated and entirely likely to burst all over the shop, leaving a spectacular mess for us all to clean up. Ultimately, the envy of superstars is a kind of surrender to the realm of impotent rage. Why bother? You'll only annoy yourself. Take the reaction to the contract talks involving the subject of yesterday's column, Emre Can. Liverpool fans, many of whom were less than impressed with the Germans' efforts this season, got themselves into a terrible lather when it emerged that Can was playing hardball over the wages being offered for him to renew his deal with Liverpool. Figures of up to 100,000 of your English pounds were touted, and it caused heads to explode, scanner style. If you take the player's word, however, the filthy lucre is not a motivation at all. It's never, he insisted, about the money. As a retort to the paper talk, the passably presentable 23-year-old said, I read in the newspapers it was about money, but it isn't about money. We've had a few good meetings and everything's fine. I'm happy at Liverpool. We will see. You never know what will happen in football, but I am happy here. It's about the future, what happens. In the last few months, the most important thing has been that I am pain-free, and we have spoken more about that than the contract. We will speak in the next few weeks and months and see what happens. I'm happy to leave things until the end of the season. I just want to play injury-free. The meetings are with my agent, but I'm very happy at Liverpool. In the future, I hope to play many years at Liverpool. Now, no matter what approach I take to following up Chan's words, someone will likely get the hump. If I say that he seems a decent lad and why can't we all be friends, it will be taken as the gullible wittering of a naive mug. If, on the other hand, I were to say that we should all remain entirely sceptical about anything footballers say, given the inherently selfish nature that propels them, it will be perceived as a cynical naysaying that drags the club down. The reason that such disparity of views exists is that money is involved. It is not known as the root of all evil for nothing. Money is the most divisive of things. It is at the heart of the ongoing FSG debate. It is the reason for the antipathy so many feel towards wealthy athletes who underperform. And it's also, in the opinion of this columnist, the only thing that will allow Liverpool Football Club to move on to the very top tier of world football. There simply cannot be enough money spent on wages, ground improvements, training facilities, and new shiny superstars. As a person, I'm financially cautious because I was brought up on a shoestring household budget. However, that same history often prompts the purchase of something wildly exotic, just for the thrill of it. It's that impulse that I, as a fan, always project onto my football club. I want the insanely wealthy spendthrift owners, the unending arrival of Galacticos, the constant presence in the Champions League, and the feeling that Liverpool FC is where it belongs in the world game. In short, I want my daddy to collect me in a helicopter, because in this game, as in life, money talks. Today is the beginning of a new era for my column Latest News and for AI Audible, because the two things will be inextricably linked going forward. Every day now, my column will be written at a different time, because life. And the upshot is that I'll be able to include it in the pieces that get read out on AI Audible. And it goes back a bit more towards the featurey stuff that I was previously doing for many years. So just on today's topic, I have a feeling that it may be a little bit provocative for some people. I hope it's quite reasonable and rational. I've held my hands up in the air at the end and admitted the weakness that exists in me, which is that I want sugar daddy owners to come in, take us over and give us all the nice shiny things in the world. And I make absolutely zero apologies for that. I don't want to hear people wittering at me about tradition and stewardship. Obviously, the worst thing in the world would be for someone to come in, fuck the club up and leave. That's not what I'm talking about. I think everybody understands what I'm talking about. I'm looking for our Abramovich. It's someone who'll come in long term and just lavish money on it, because it's getting sickening at this point to have to endure looking at that happen for other people and see us busily endeavouring, and we're always at a disadvantage. So I don't know, I think it really is, you people will say it's overly simplistic, I don't care. I can get into detail if you'd like. I can get into the finer points of it, but just on the most basic level, yeah, I just want to be collected in a helicopter. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.